You're on Radio Life and Style. This is The Morning Drive with Mike on the mic. Not just me on the mic, though. I told you, I'm in good company this morning. And we've got almost a full house. We've got two in the studio and one joining us on the line shortly. And what is the deal this morning? Well, I mentioned the bright side. We're going to be giving you a dose of bright, optimistic economic stuff because it's out there. There is good news on the horizon, economically, locally, and in terms of our place in the global economy as well. No one knows us better than the team at Currencies Direct. And to give you a little primer and refresh your memory, in case you're wondering, who is that? Well, in the studio with us this morning, I've got two for the price of one. Graham Barrett, director at Currencies Direct, is in the house with us. Graham, how you doing, my friend?
How's it, Mike? Good, yeah.
Good to have you in the studio. Wendy Hind, alongside you, is our local foreign exchange specialist based here in the Belito, well, Salt Rock, for the whole of KZN. Wendy, how you doing today?
Good morning, Mike. I'm well, thanks, and you?
I'm so cool. I've just had a chat off air quickly with our eminent guest, Dr. Roelof Botha, who's going to be joining us in a couple of minutes to give us the bright side. You know, he puts together this fantastic monthly roundup for the Currencies Direct team. It's available as an incredible subscription email, I believe, as well. So I'm going to give you the details on how you can subscribe and get yourself a monthly dose of trusted good stuff from the team at Currencies Direct. But let's just quickly zoom out and reintroduce the brand for those that might have heard about it but aren't entirely sure what the offering is. Graham, well, give us the history. How did you get involved, and what is Currencies Direct?
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, Currencies Direct, well, I think we like to think of ourselves as kind of private banking for foreign exchange. So we help guys move money, whether it's coming in or going offshore. We've seen a lot of money being moved around, and yeah, predominantly we are focused in the property sector, so guys buying and selling property. I mean, who wouldn't want to buy a property here in Belito? Cheapest. The sunrise this morning was incredible.
Come on. And look, the word on the street is that you guys are not only the experts, but your rates are bank beating. I mean, you really offer a phenomenal service, and people keep coming back because it's no BS. It's just you get it done, and you get it done better than anyone else.
Absolutely. I think, yeah, the nuts and bolts, you know, will give you a better rate. You get more bang for your buck on the transfer. So more rand for your foreign currency if it's coming in, or more foreign currency for your rand if it's going out. But I think what we are known for, I think, is our service. Cutting through the red tape, looking after our clients, holding their hand through the whole process, making transfers easy.
This is what you do. This is your game. And you really want to be dealing with the experts in the field rather than trying to figure it out yourself, because, well, you can get into you can get into trouble. And let's talk about what happened yesterday. Really exciting shindig down at your brand new offices in Salt Rock. Wendy, you were holding court, welcoming the who's who. It looks like all your clients are just good looking people. Maybe that's just I'm just biased, but when I was walking in yesterday, I couldn't believe the excitement, the buzz, and the vibe. What a great location.
Hi, Mike. Thanks so much for joining us last night. We had a great celebration. It's an awesome office space, and yeah, we're really excited to be there. So, yeah.
For those that don't know exactly where your new digs are in Salt Rock, where are you based?
So we are in the Salt Rock Shopping Center, which is next door to the Salt Rock Hotel.
So central. You couldn't be more sort of local if you tried. Yeah. And now that you're based kind of with really easy access, almost on the beach, still doing what you've been doing, what you've built your reputation on, now easier to sort of find and for people to pop in and get down to business, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We can meet clients in that space. We've got a beautiful boardroom. We've got, it's really a great space. We quite, we get a lot of travel, and we host our colleagues in Cape Town pop up regularly. So, yeah, we've got a big office in Cape Town, so this is great to have
a KZN
the brand here. Yeah.
North Coast presence proper. And look, as you say, look, this is a hot part of the world for business, for investment, and with a lot more semigration, folks coming to put down roots here on the North Coast. To have a local port of call in Currencies Direct to help handle all of the transfers, the moving of money that you could possibly want, no matter where you're doing business in the world, I think it's just a win for, like, for the North Coast, really, for this area, for building brand Bolito. And we're so stoked to have such good company in the form of Currencies Direct. And speaking of good company, I think it's about time I give the good doctor a call. This is Dr. Roelof Botha, who is he's got a really special connection with the Currencies Direct brand. Graham, how long has your association with the doctor go back?
Yeah, it's been some time. We're really excited about it. I mean, you know, opening the office here in Bolito, we've been teamed up with Dr. Botha. He came last time, you know, he was in the studio with us. We've been associated probably since, I think, 2016 or so a number of years now. And he writes The Bright Side for us, which we're going to chat a little bit about, which is really, really cool. You know, the tagline on The Bright Side is, it's designed to make cynics weep. And yeah, I mean, just thinking about all the positive news that's going on and all the good things that are happening. And the nice thing is it's based on fact. You know, he's a highly educated gentleman and scholar, and he's animated, I think, is the best way to describe him. So yeah, we've been associated with him, and we hopefully will go on for some time to come. We looking to, you know, in terms of growth with the business, we opening offices in Pretoria, we're looking at Bloemfontein, we've got guys based in Port Elizabeth, Joburg, Cape Town, Knysna, Bolito, this office. I mean, really, really exciting time. So we, yeah.
And for those that are keen to do a bit of extra research right now and find out more about the Currencies Direct brand and story, what's the best portal to point people towards? I mean, apart from popping into the local Salt Rock office, of course, where Wendy makes the best cup of coffee in the finance game.
Absolutely. I mean, chat to Wendy. Wendy's always available and happy to help. But yeah, currenciesdirect.com or currenciesdirect.co.za. You'll find all the information there. Get directed and come to us and subscribe to the Daily Mailer and the Bright Side, info@currenciesdirect.com. That's the best way to get hold of us. And yeah, we'll look after you. We'll give you some good news every morning when you wake up.
You see, we're about to give you some right now. Stay on the dial with us at 88FM. Coming up in half a song, we're going to be getting a dose of the Bright Side with Dr. Roelof Botha. Ah, special guests on this chat with Currencies Direct. Taking your heart away on a Friday morning, the late great Johnny Clegg and Savuga. Friday the 5th of August 2022, and you're on Radio Life and Style. Good vibes and sunshine sounds, and not just the music, but time for some feel-good, optimistic information as well. Time for a dose of the Bright Side and a wrap-up of good news on the economics front, designed to make cynics weep. Well, that's the word from this fantastic newsletter I've got in front of me. It is the Bright Side, brought to you by Currencies Direct and compiled by the highly respected Dr. Roelof Botha, the economic advisor to the Optimum Investment Group, amongst many other things. And he's on the line with me right now. Dr. Botha, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Hey, great to have you on the line. Where are you joining us from this morning?
From Hermanus in the Western Cape.
Oh, shame, man. You know what? sorry you couldn't be here in Bolito with us, but luckily we're here in your place. We've got the team from Currencies Direct. Graham and Wendy on the home front are here. Say hi, guys.
Hi, Doc.
Hi, you, Doc.
Are you there, Doc?
Good to be in touch with you guys. By the way, it's better than being in Pretoria.
Absolutely. Anything's better than that. But we're not going to throw stones. Let's get into the Bright Side. I'm so stoked to get this mailer and this dose of solid information. And it's good stuff, you know. In the midst of all the news and drama in the headlines, to get something that's not just optimistic, but grounded in solid data. Where are we at right now with our current picture on the local economy? Doctor, where would you like to start? Let's talk about maybe the first headline jumping out at me here, the rapid rise in building construction and what that's doing for the economic picture. How does that look?
Yes, that was surprising. It even surprised me, and I am known as an optimist because for all three classes of building activity regarding buildings completed, that SA publishes, the one is residential, the one is non-residential, and the other one is additions and alterations. And for each one of these three, there was a very nice increase in the first 5 months of this year compared to the first 5 months of 2021. For residential buildings, the percentage increase was not great shakes. It was good. I think it was about 12%,
yeah,
but from a very high base, because that's the big one. Non-residential increased by 50%, and that's very encouraging, because there's, you know, that's office buildings, industrial buildings, etc. And there was a fear that following COVID, that a lot of these commercial stands, you know, with buildings on would stand idle, and there would not be a lot of new building activity, and it's actually happening. But the big one is the additions and alterations. That almost doubled from about 4.5 billion in last year, first 5 months, to just below 9 billion. And that, in fact, now has moved for the first time into the second position. There's more building activity in additions and alterations than in non-residential buildings.
I think a lot of it's happening on the Dolphin Coast in Belito at the moment. just my opinion. But that's great news to hear. I mean, you would think, looking at some of the newspaper headlines, that things are kind of cratering in terms of economic activity. But then you see stuff like this, and it's based on solid, solid data. And it sort of gives you a paradigm shift. And you think, wow, well, this country is kicking into construction high gear. I believe there's also really encouraging news in terms of the sound plans to address the energy crisis. Ooh, the big the cloud that's ever hanging over our heads. What is your take on that?
Yes, I'm in the fortunate position that I'm part of a very expansive team, which is involved now in I think it's a European Union or KfW. It's one of the German government's development facilitation institutions. They just launched a project also to help the South African government with this transition to more emphasis on renewables. So, and I know a couple of the country's top energy experts, including Prof. Anton Eberhard from Cape Town and Chris Yelland. And everybody I've spoken to is excited about this. It was fairly obvious that one should go this route. But what was most important, I think, is just doing away completely with this 100 megawatt cap. And it's very interesting for the news. I mean, for the listeners, when Mantashe, the Minister of Energy, first announced this opportunity for businesses, or even if you have a very large house, if you can generate 1 megawatt of electricity that you don't need with a rooftop solar installation, you can actually sell that back to the grid without having to apply for a license.
Wow.
I mean, within days after Mantashe announced this 1 megawatt, it was almost like a repudiation President Ramaphosa announced, no. It's 100 megawatt. And now that 100 megawatt is gone. That can be 500 now. And I've just seen in engineering news, I think yesterday, that Anglo-Americans very excited about this, because there are mines and there are large businesses in South Africa that can actually generate more than 100 megawatt during times when they don't need it. So this is very exciting days, because it's a whole new energy sector that is developing in South Africa, and it will have a supply chain, and it will create a lot of jobs. So that is really excellent news.
This is talking about the bright side, hey. This is why we like to talk to you, Dr. Buerta, because you not only do you curate the good stuff, but you back it up with some seriously exciting facts and figures. And looking at the kind of wholesale sales picture at the moment, I believe that the value of wholesale sales in the country seems to have finally shrugged off, I think it was like a 7-year period of lethargy. Is that correct?
Yes, I had a look at the wholesale sales for the first 5 months of the year. That's the data that I have for 2022, to compare that to the first 5 months of over the last almost decade. And I just had to rework that to real terms to account for inflation. And it struck me that except for 2020 during COVID, when it obviously dipped dramatically, in all these other years, the previous 5-6 years, it was hovering around 215 billion rand, the average monthly wholesale sales. I mean, that's a whopping number. You know? I mean, that's a quarter of a trillion rand in average monthly value. So these are not Mickey Mouse figures we're talking about. And then this year, if finally it managed to just get out of that trap, despite all the bad news that we're aware of and move upward. And I have to say this.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there is a newspaper group in South Africa associated with a gentleman with the name of Iqbal Survey, who's, I believe, under investigation for also for corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a vendetta against our president. And it's rumored that he's very much part of this radical economic transformation group, which is trying to prevent President Ramaphosa from undoing the harm of state capture.
Yeah.
The impression in some of these papers is being created deliberately that South Africa is in a downward spiral, and it's absolute nonsense. Yes, we've got problems, and we've got unrest, and we've got higher fuel prices, but the whole world is suffering from many of these ills, and our policy environment has changed dramatically into closer cooperation between government and the private sector. And anybody there with a sizable business will probably be aware of this. And it's exciting times, because without the private sector, in the president's own words, we are doomed, more or less, because that's where the skills and the expertise lie.
This is such exciting stuff to be hearing on a Friday, such affirming stuff and confidence-building stuff. And this is exactly the right time to be hearing this, as we're heading gangbusters towards the end of 2022, and folks are making plans and looking at their options in terms of investments. One last thing I want to just quickly touch on, by the way, if you're just jumping in and catching the tail end of this chat, this is the Bright Side Talk, brought to you by Currencies Direct, with a fantastic office based here in Salt Rock. On the line with us, Dr. Roelof Botha, eminent economic advisor to the Optimum Investment Group. And Dr. Botha, one thing that you mentioned towards the end of your latest newsletter, lower shipping costs may curb global inflation. Anything to curb global inflation will take. What is the picture on the freight and shipping situation at the moment?
Yes, I'm convinced that there are many listeners involved with shipping, export, import activities in a city like Durban, obviously, that will be aware of this in more intimate detail. But it is frightening to see that the Statista Global Freight Shipping Freight Index moved from just over $1,200 for a 40-foot container. That was in the third quarter of 2019, just before COVID. It moved to, in 2 years later, third quarter 2021, it moved to more than $10,000. That is an unbelievable increase. And that is the main reason for the higher inflation globally. Because of South Africa's highly diversified economy and agriculture and food processing sector, we don't need food to travel literally thousands of kilometers before we can buy it in a shop in South Africa. The farmer and the food processor is, in many instances, around the corner. And that's one of the reasons why South Africa currently has significantly lower inflation than most countries in the world, which is fantastic. And we should really raise our glasses to South Africa's farmers, because we have a huge agricultural exports trade surplus as well. And without them, we would have been in serious trouble. The good news is that $10,000 has now come down to $7,000. And with the rand strengthening and Brent crude also apparently on the way down, there's a very good chance that we'll have another decent petrol price decline in a couple of weeks from now.
Yo! That's music to everyone's ears on a Friday. Ah, oh, wow, what a message. Dr. Botha, listen, thank you so much for giving us a little roundup, a recap of the state of things. And I got to say, the future's looking bright. The future's looking really, really good. And obviously, this has brought to you all this great information by Currencies Direct. And if you want to get a snapshot of all of this great stuff compiled by the good doctor, as well as the currency compass contained in the latest edition of The Bright Side, then, Graham, where should people go to find all this information, man?
Mike, thanks. Yeah, InfoSA. Email infosa@currenciesdirect.com and you can subscribe. I think you just mentioned at the end the currency compass. Often, you know, when we come into contact with clients or partners, they ask us, have you brought your crystal ball? And it's one of those kind of, you know, if I had a crystal ball, I'd be on a yacht somewhere. But That's where the Currency Compass comes in. I think it's unique. It's Dr. Buerta does it, and it's about the real effective exchange rate. So understanding the value of the rand. Where are we? Are we overvalued or undervalued? Where are we going? We're at 16.60 this morning to the dollar. And it's, you know, are we strengthening? That sort of thing. And this is an unbelievable piece of information that you can have a look. And it's marked every month, having a look back and saying, well, where are we sitting? In this month's Currency Compass that's about to be distributed, we Docs put in there an undervaluation of close to 30%, 28% is in there, which is interesting. You look at the consensus view is that by the end of 2022, we're going to be down at 16. You know, we're 16.60 this morning, so there's a lot of room for strength. Docs saying, you know, almost 30%. So there's a lot of room for growth. Standard Bank were being a little bit bullish. They were saying it could go to the end, you know, 15.60, I think, or 15.50 by the end of 2023. So that's positive. You know, all indicators are pointing for rand strength.
This is the stuff. Just to slide into the weekend with this kind of news, what a gift! And guys, for giving us all of this good stuff, and for the fantastic service that you offer. Listen, bottom line, you're thinking about moving money, foreign exchange. Think Currencies Direct. Serious skills, serious talent, and your local point of contact, Wendy, based in Salt Rock. Wendy, how can people get in touch with you? Is there a hotline to call, or should they just find it all off the website?
wendy.hand@currenciesdirect.com or 0825608699 currenciesdirect.com.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And Dr. Buerta, enjoy the rest of your day in Hermanus. Looking forward to welcoming you back to Belito in the not too distant future. And hopefully we can have you live in studio for the next roundup of The Bright Side. What do you say?
That would be great. Looking forward.
Thank you so much, guys. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. 20 minutes to go before we get to the top of the hour. I'm bringing you back to the music after The Bright Side.